Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Samach Ches, 5 lines on the bottom of Daf Samach Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from the first Mishnah in our Perek on Daf Samach Beis and Beis, which stated, "Ein Hagoyinav Achagana Misham Tashlum Kefel," that if someone steals from someone that stole an item, then he will not be chayiv to pay Tashlum Kefel. And Rashi in the Mishnah stated, "Dichsiv," as the Pasuk in Pash Mishpatim stated, "Vigunum Beis Ish," and we learn out that it's only when you steal the item from the original owner, Veloim Beis Haganav Kefel, and as we will see, Dal Vehei does not apply when you steal the item from the house of the Ganav. And before we begin the Gemara, let us review our machlekes that we had between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef on Daf Samach Vavim and Aleph, where Rabbah stated that certainly Yish Bechdi is Koino, and once the Baal Bayis is Miyayish, then the Ganav was Koino, and he doesn't have to return the actual item, and instead he has to pay the value of the item. However, Rabbah was Mesupik, Miyu Lo Yadinon Idiraisi Drabanon. He wasn't sure if the reason why the Ganav is Koino is based on a Din Deraisa, or was it a Din Drabanon based on Takonis HaShavim. However, Rabbi Yosef argued, and he said, "Yish bichti ain a koina v'afilu medrabbanon." That if the owner was only miayish, then the ganav would not be koina even on drabbanon dika level. And our Gemara will begin by bringing the shita of Rav, and as we will see, Rav's shita is exactly like Rabba, that yish is koina. Therefore, in the bottom taisa on amin and diba maskel tanya am Rabbi Kiva, Taisa points out, "Mekol hanu depar chachal Rav." All the questions that we're going to ask on Rav have a matzal mifrach le'el Rabba. We could have asked on Rabba, umahanu depar le'el Rabba, and the question that we asked on Rabba have a matzal mifrach. However, Rabba was speaking about a case of a gazlan, and therefore we asked him from certain dinim that were relevant to a gazlan. And the Rav the Meir beganav, and since Rav is speaking about a case of a ganav, nikolay lemifrach mimilu deganav. Therefore, we'd rather ask him questions that are relevant to a ganav. Afal pisha in svar lechalik, even though there is no svar to be mechalik between a case of a gazlan and a case of a ganav. Va'oyed the chamoisha hukshu beis medrash nikfu begemara, that this is actually the way that was asked to Rabba and to Rav Sheshes, and therefore Ravina and Rav Ashi, when they were going and setting up the Gemara, they brought down the questions exactly as the Talmidim asked these questions to Rabba and to Rav, respectively. Our Gemara begins, Am Rav, Rav states, Leishanu el lufnei yish, the only time that the din of our Mishnah applies that in ha-goyin of acha ganav misham tashlum kefel is only if the second ganav stole it, lufnei yish, avala acha yish, but if the original owner was already miyayish prior to the second ganav stealing it from the first ganav, kanu ganav rishon, then since I hold that yish bichdi is koina, therefore the first ganav was already koino, and when the second ganav now steals the item from the house of the first ganav, it's considered v'gunam mebeis ish, and therefore the ganav sheni mishalom tashlum kefil ganav rishon. Therefore, the second ganav will be required to pay kefil to the first ganav. And the Gemara continues. Rav Sheshes states, "Amino kinayim v'shachiv Rav amal hashmeitza." And this is the third time that we have this expression in Baba Kama. The Rav Sheshes said about his Rabbi Rav that I'm thinking that the only way the Rav would be able to say such a svara is only because he was drowsy and he was half asleep, and that's why he said such a svara, which really doesn't make sense. And what is my raya against Rav? The Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Amar Rabbi Kiva states, "Mepleimam Retera Tavachum Macha Mishalom Tashlumi Abav Chamisha." And what is the reason that the Torah states that if someone shechs or if someone sells a shor or seh that they pay Tashlumi Abav Chamisha? Mepleishin Shtarish Bechet. And as Rashi explains, Asa Shroshim that they made roots claiming the Schazik Bechet Shekanu Umahanu Meisav. And certainly when he shechts this animal, then there's no way to undo that. And therefore, at this point, it's like a Ma'uvah Sheini Yachaliskain, and it's a much stronger chet, and that's why the Torah is mechayiv you above chamisha. And similarly, b'negei mechira, since the ganav sold this item to someone else, and since it is a valid sale, therefore it's as if the ganav took away the opportunity for himself to be able to return the actual item, and therefore it's considered that the chet is now more mushush, and therefore it's looked at as a more serious chet, and therefore you chayiv to pay above chamisha. Rav Sheshes will now focus on the din of mechira, and Rav Sheshes is emas. In what case did Rabbi Kiva say that this chet is more nishrash b'negei mechira? As Elaim Lefnei Yish, if the ganav sold this item prior to the original owner being Miyayish, then certainly this item did not belong to the ganav at that point, and therefore he had no right to sell it, and mi ikad nishtarish, and therefore how can you say that's considered that's nishtarish shachet if this sale is actually not a valid sale, and it's loy mahanu maisav, and as Rashi says at the top of Dar Samach Chesem Nalav, mi ikad nishtarish, halo yohanu maisav, the shinu rishush shinu rishusha rishusha keach below yish, lek lamanda amin akonai, as even though the ganav is now selling this to someone else, and therefore it is shinu rishus. However, as Rashi points out, that there is no mandama to hold that when there is shinu rishus without having the original bailum being miyayish, that the new owner will be koino. We continue on Daf Samach Chesed Aleph El Achiyish. Therefore, it must be that when Rabbi Kiva said his din that the shtar shachet, it's going in a scenario where the ganav sold this item after the original owner was miyayish, and therefore Rav Sheshes is v'isal k'daiter yish koni. If you're going to say that yish alone is koino, amay mishalom tashlumi abav chamisha, then why would would it be that the ganav would actually pay tashlumi arba b'chamisha for selling this item if shaloyu tovech shaloyu meicha? At this point, since it was yish and yish is koina, then the ganav at that point owns the item, and therefore he's actually shechting his own item or he's selling his own item. And certainly we can't be mechayiv him arba b'chamisha, and therefore we have a riot or b'kiva holds like Rabbi Yosef, yish alone is not koina, and therefore when the ganav is going to sell this item, it's not yet his item, and therefore he chayiv dal v'hei. But l'maisa, it will be mechani maisav, because ultimately when he sells it to another person, then at that point there is yush, and in addition at that exact moment there's also shin rishus, as the item is going from the rishus of the ganav to the rishus of the lekech, and therefore the lekech will be koina, and that's what Rabbi Kiva means, that's the shtarish bechet, as l'maisa the sale is valid and it's a hanu maisav. And the Gemara answers Amri that really we hold that yush is koina, and kid amar Rava, and just like Rava will explain this exact brisa mepleish shana bechet, and when Rabbi Kiva says mepleish shtarish bechet, it's not necessarily because the actual sale was a valid sale, and he just means to say that since you went and you sold an item that you stole, so the ganav is showing complete disregard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. And as the Meiri says, and therefore it's as if a person is completely tied to his averus and he can't get away from his averus. And when Rabbi Kiva stated, he didn't necessarily mean that the mechira had to be a valid mechira, and he just means that the chet is now stronger because you went and sold the item. And as the Gemara states, really Rav is correct, and Yish Bechti is going to be koina, and therefore certainly if the original owner was already Miyayish and then the ganav went and sold the item, then certainly the ganav is not going to be chayiv, because since the ganav was already koina through Yish, then as we previously stated, shaloyu tovech shaloyu meicha, and certainly the ganav would not be chayiv in dal vehei. However, when is the ganav chayiv to pay dal vehei? In a case where he sold the item prior to Yish, and even though since he sold it prior to Yish, the sale is actually not a valid sale because he was not the owner and he couldn't sell the item. However, ultimately, that is the Chiddush HaTorah, that even though it's not a Hanu Maisav, Ganav is going to be chayiv to pay dal v'hei because he was in Shtarish Bechet and because he was Shana Bechet. Now that we have the Teretz of Rav, it actually makes more sense in Rabbi Kiva, as otherwise, why would Rabbi Kiva have to tell us, and what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva? And it must be Rabbi Kiva is telling us a Chiddush that even though the Mechira is not really a valid Mechira, in reality, the Ganav actually didn't sell this item, even so the Torah is being mechayiv him, and of course that is a major chiddush. Let's remember this question of the Gemara as well as the Teretz of Rava, as the Gemara at the end of our Amud will almost have an exact repeat of this point. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll ask you another question on Rav, and we will bring a raya that Yish Bechti is not koina, as the Brisa tells us that the Torah tells us that he will go and shecht it or he'll sell it, and we are makish the din of tficha and the din of mechira as mat tficha sheini chazers, just like when someone shechts an animal, the animal can't come back, and it's something which is a permanent change. Also, regarding Mechira, the only way that you'll be chayiv is if it's a Mechira that will not change and will not be able to be overturned. Therefore, the Gemara asks a question on Rav, that how can you tell me that Yish is koina? As Amos, what are we referring to? If you're going to tell me that the scenario of the Brisa is talking about a case where the Ganav sold it prior to the original owner being Miyayish, and certainly the Mechira is not valid, and therefore how can you say that the Mechira is not Chazeres, and that's the only time you're going to be chayiv dal v'hei, elul ach Yish, and therefore it must be that the Brisa is talking about a scenario when the Ganav sold the item after Yish, and if you're going to say like Rav that Yish Bechti is Kanyo, then how could it be that Torah would be mechayiv him to pay dal v'hei if Lamaisi was selling his own item because he was already koina by Yish, and therefore of course he should not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei? However, if we're going to hold like Rabbi Yosef that Yish is not koina, then it makes a lot of sense that since in this case the owner was already miyayish, therefore when the Ganav is selling the item, he's chayiv dal v'hei because it was not yet his item. Maisa is a mechira she'ein chazeres, because once he sold it to the lekech, so at that point, number one, there's yish, and number two, there's already shinu rishus. That's why it'll be a mechira she'ein chazeres, as the lekech was koina. And the Gemara answers, k'dam Rav Nachman prat l'shechna l'shleishim yoyim, hachinami prat l'shechna l'shleishim yoyim. Really, we could say that yish is koina, and in chinami, if the Ganav would have sold the item after the original owner was already miyayish, then certainly he's not going to be chayiv dal v'hei, because shaleihu tevech, shaleihu meicha. Really, the only time that the Ganav is chayiv for dal v'hei is if he sold the item prior to the original owner being miyayish, and if so, why is that considered mechira she'in chazeres? If l'maisa, it's not considered valid mechira, since the original owner was not miyayish, shina rishus alone is not enough for the new owner and the lekech to be koina. The Gemara explains that in chinami, when the Brisa stated mechira she'in chazeres, it doesn't mean that the mechira is actually going to be a valid and full-fledged mechira. Certainly, since the Ganav sold it prior to yish, then certainly it's going to be chizeres, and although it's loya hanu meisav, the ganav will still be chay to pay dal vehei, as we explained before, mipnei shishana bechet. However, the chiddush of the brice is that the only time that the ganav will be chayiv for selling a shor oser is only when he sells it completely, even though his mechira will not work and it's loya hanu meisav, but at least he went through the motions of selling the item. However, if he went and he sold it to someone for 30 days, then that's not considered a mechira, and it's only considered as if he rented it to the other person, and that is not what the Torah is mechayiv you when it says that you're going to be chayiv if you sold the item, and that is what the brisa means when it says matvicha she'ena chazeres, af mechira she'ena chazeres, since even when you were trying to sell it, you didn't sell it as a final sale, and you only were renting it to him for 30 days, therefore you're not going to be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And once again, keep the shakla v'taya of this Gemara in your minds, as we will see a similar shakla v'taya at the end of our Amud. The Gemara continues, Meisbei will bring you a raya that Yish is in Koina, and the Gemara will now bring a brisa that brings three different cases. We'll have a resha, a mitziyasa, and a seifa. So the resha begins, Gonav uba achel gonavai, that if Reuven stole an item, and then Shimon comes and steals the item from Reuven, harisha mishalam tashlum kefel, then Reuven is chayiv to pay kefel, vashena in mishalam el karon belvad. However, Shimon will only be chayiv to pay karen. And the second case of the brisa, which is called the mitziyasa, is Gonav umachel uba achel gonavai, that Reuven stole an item, and then he sold it, and then Shimon comes and steals it from the lekeach, harisha mishalam tashlum abba v'chamisha, then Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay abba v'chamisha because he sold the item, vashena mishalam tashlum kefel, and Shimon is chayiv to pay kefel. And number three, which is the case of the sefer, gonav v'tavach uba achel gnavai, that if Reuven stole the item and then he shechted the item, and Shimon then comes and steals the nevela, harisha mishalam tashlum dal v'hei, then Reuven is chayiv to pay dal v'hei because he shechted the animal, vashena ein mishalam tashlum kefel el karen bavad, and Shimon will only be chayiv to pay karen. And the Gemara will go through the brisa in detail. The Gemara focuses on the middle case in order to bring a raya against Rav, as Ktani Mia Mitziyasa, we learned in the middle case, Gonav u'mocho ba'acha gravai, harish misham tashlum midal v'hei, v'ashen misham tashlum mikefel, that if Reuven stole an item, and then he sold it, Shimon then steals the item from the lekeach, then Reuven will pay dal v'hei, and Shimon will have to pay kefel. And the Gemara asks, Emas, at what point did he sell the item? Ilem l'fnei yish, if you're telling me that Reuven sold the item before the original owner was miayish, so although we could understand why Reuven would be chayiv to pay dal v'hei, even though since the original owner was not miayish, therefore Reuven's sale is not a valid sale and it was loya hanu meisav. But as we explained beforehand, that according to Rav, that's the whole chiddush of the din of dal v'hei of b'pnei shishana v'chet. However, the Gemara's point is sheni amai mishalam tashlum kefel l'chayir. Why would Shimon have to pay kefel? Sheni was just b'layish mi iklamand amin dekani. Even though Reuven tried to sell this item to lekeach, but lekeach never acquired the item because even though it was a rishin rishus, as it went for the rishus of Reuven and it went to the rishus of lekeach, but the meisav, the original owner, was not miayish. Therefore, as we already explained, the actual mechira was not valid and was loya hanu meisav. And if so, when Shimon steals this item from the house of lekeach, isn't really stealing from the owner's home, as the lekeach doesn't own it, and therefore it doesn't fit into the din of vaguna mebeis ish v'loy mebeis aganav. And therefore, how could it be that the brisa tells us that Shimon will be chayiv to pay kefel? The Gemara therefore says el pshita lachiyish. It must be that we're talking about a case where Reuven sold the item after the original owner was miayish, and that is why his sale was a valid sale. And now when Shimon goes and steals the item from the lekeach, so it's vaguna mebeis ish, and therefore Shimon's chayiv to pay kefel. But the Gemara asks, v'isach daitch yish koina. But if you're going to hold like Rav that yish is koina, so we should amay mishalam tashlum dal v'hei. And l'chayir, why would Reuven have to pay dal v'hei if the original owner was already miayish, and therefore Reuven was already koina the item, and therefore the dehu dezavin, it's as if he sold his own item. And as we stated before, shalei utavech, shalei umecha, and certainly Reuven should not be chayiv to pay above the chamisha. However, according to Rabbi Yosef, that hold that yish is not koina, then in the brisa makes a lot of sense that the brisa is talking about a case where it was after yish, and even though it was after yish, the original ganav was not koina, as yish b'chti is not koina. Therefore, when he sold the item to lekeach, it was not considered his item, and therefore he was chayiv dal v'hei. The meisa, now that he sold it to the lekeach, and it was yish, plus there was also shina rishus, the lekeach is the valid owner of this item, and now that Shimon goes and steals it from the home of the lekeach, it's v'gunum b'beis ish, and that's why Shimon's chayiv kefil as well. The Gemara continues and asks that now that we said that the brisa is talking about a scenario where it's la'ach yish, therefore v'su, the tani reishal is another question, then the reisha that we stated, ganav ba'achar gnavai, that if Reuven stole an item, and then Shimon came and stole the item from Reuven, reisha mishalam tashlumi kefil, then Reuven was chayiv to pay kefil, v'ashen e'im mishalam el karen, Shimon is only chayiv to pay karen, and michtei la'ach yish kaminan, and l'chayra, if we just said that this brisa is talking about a scenario where the original owner was already meyayish, and therefore v'isach daitach yish koina, if we're going to go like the shita rav, that yish b'chdi is koina, shesheni amay in mishalam el karen, so why would Shimon only be responsible to pay karen, if l'chayra Reuven is the valid owner of this item, and when Shimon steals the item from Reuven's home, there is a kiyum of the gunim of Beis Ish, and therefore Shimon should be chayiv to pay kefil to Reuven. Once again, the Gemara says, "Alav shema menor yish loy koni," and therefore we see from this brisa that yish is not koinah, and that is why the Reuven makes a lot of sense that although the original owner was already miyayish, but when Shimon took the item from Reuven's home, Reuven still does not own the item because yish is not koinah, and that's why Shimon is only chayiv keren and not kefil because there's no kiyum of the gunim of Beis Ish, as he stole it from the house of the ganav and not from the house of the actual owner. Therefore, the Gemara says, "V'kashal Rav," and therefore both from the first case of the brisa as well as from the second case of the brisa, it's shver and Rav. The Gemara continues, "Amar Rava," Rava comes to defend Rav. And he asks, "How can you tell me that this brisa is going according to Mand Oma that Yish is not koina, but Batizbra Hamaturestihi? Are you telling me that this brisa makes any sense and it's actually a valid brisa? As Lachir, even according to Mand Oma that hold Yish is not koina, the brisa still doesn't work out based on the third case of the brisa and what we will call the Seifa." As Rava continues, "El the Tani Seifa, the Lemaisa, we see the third case of this brisa that stated that if Reuven stole an item and then he shechted it, and then Shimon comes and steals the nevela, then Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay above chamisha. V'sheni ain't mishalom el karen, and Shimon will only be chayiv to pay karen. Rava is even according to you that you're telling me that Yish is not koina. Certainly, in the third case of the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where Reuven actually shechted the animal, and therefore miyikel manda oma shinu meis loykani. There is no manda oma that hold that when you have a significant change in the item, the ganav is not going to be koina. And over here, there was a major significant change, as beforehand it was live, and now it was shachet and it's in a vegla. And even if you're going to tell me that it's only a shvacha shinu meisa, but ultimately there's yush and shinu meisa, and certainly Reuven was koina in a vegla. And if so, when Shimon steals the nevela from Reuven, he should be chayiv kefel because there is a kiyum of a gunim and beis ish, since Reuven now owns this nevela. Based on this question, Rava continues, "Ella lo'ilam kulu lefnei yish." Really, in all three cases of the brisa, we're referring to cases where it happened prior to the original owner being miyayish. The epoch sefer l'mitziyasa, mitziyasa l'sefer. Let us switch around the ultimate dinim of the sefer and the mitziyasa, and the second case of the brisa and the last case of the brisa. The imahachi, and instead of argisa, will be gerus as follows. In the second case of the brisa, will be read as follows: Ganavu mochel ba'achel gunavai, that if Reuven stole an item and then he sold it, and then Shimon comes and steals the item from the lekeach, harisha mishalom tashlumi abav chamisha. So certainly we understand why Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay tashlumi abav chamisha, as although since he sold it before yish, therefore the sale is actually not a valid sale and it's loy mahanu maisav. However, as we stated before, and that you're still going to be chayiv dal vehem if they shishana bechet. Although originally we were gerus vashen mishalom tashlumi kefal. However, the gears that the rabbi has is vashen in mishalom el karen. Shimon will only be chayiv to pay karen. The shinu rishus b'lo yish loy kani, and the reason is because although there's shinu rishus, but since it happened prior to yish, therefore the lekech was not koina. And as we said, although the ganav tried to sell this item to lekech and it's chayiv dal vehem, but it's l'maisa loy hanu maisav, and therefore when Shimon comes and steals the item from lekech, it can't be mechayiv him kefal because there's no kiyum of the gunum beis ish, as l'maisa lekech doesn't own this item. And Rava continues that we should read the sefer as follows: Ganav v'tavach, if Reuven stole the item and he shechted it, u'ba'achu gnavai, and then Shimon comes and steals the nevela, harisha mishalom tashlum abav chamisha, then Reuven's chayiv to pay abav chamisha, as l'maisa the original owner was not miyayish, and therefore he shechted the item of the original owner, and he's chayiv to pay abav chamisha, v'ashen mishalom tashlum kefal, and instead of argus that we had before, that v'ashen in mishalom tashlum kefal el karam bavad, we are actually gerus that Shimon will pay kefal, the kani b'shinu maisa, as since Reuven shechted this animal, therefore there was a shina maisa, and therefore Reuven was koina in the nevela. And now that Shimon goes and steals the nevela from Reuven, there is certainly a kiyum of the gunim of beis ish, and that's why Shimon is going to be chayiv to pay kefal. Now that we explained that both mitziyasa and the seifa are talking about cases where Reuven did the action prior to yish, the reisha is also talking about koidim yish, and therefore the reisha tells us ganavu ba'achu gnavai, that if Reuven stole an item and then Shimon comes and steals the item from Reuven and it was prior to the original owner being miyayish, then certainly certainly, since it's prior to yish, then Reuven doesn't own this item, and therefore, when Shimon stole the item from Reuven, it's not a kingdom of a gunum beis ish, and he's part of him kefal, and only be chayiv to pay karen. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa states, lo'ilam le'sepach. Really, we don't have to change around the girsa of the mitziyasa and the sefer. If so, it's shver and Rav Papa that Rava asked a question from the sefer, that how could it be that the sefer would tell us that ganav v'tavach, that if Reuven stole an item and he shechted it, u'ba'achav v'gnava, and then Shimon stole the nevela, that Risha Misham Tashlum Abba Chamisha, and Visheni Ein Mishalom and Karen, and how could it be that Shimon will only pay Karen if Lemaisa, since Reuven already shechted the item, therefore there was a Shina Maisa, and certainly Reuven was coining the item, and therefore there's a Kim of the Gunum Mesa Ish, and Shimon should be chayiv kefil. And Rav Papa explains, Sefer Beishamai, the third case of this brisa is going according to the sheet of Beishamai that we had previously. The Amri Shinu b'mekayimah imed, and as we saw, that Beishamai actually argues on Beis Hillel, and he holds even when you have a full fledged shinu maisa, the ganav is not koina, he would still have to pay back the original item. And therefore, when Shimon steals the nevela from Reuven, it's actually not a kiyum of a gunam beis ish because Reuven doesn't own this item and is still considered owned by the original owner. And keep in mind that when Rava said umiyak lamanda amah shinu maisa lekani, he just meant to say that there is no manda amah that according to Beis Hillel would hold that shinu maisa is not koina. But of course, as Rav Papa now points out, there is another manda amah, and Beishamai actually holds that shinu maisa is lekani. And of course, since Beishamai b'makom beis hillel is in the Mishnah, therefore it makes sense for Rava to have said that miyak lamanda amah that shinu maisa lekani. The Gemara continues, ihachi kasha reishim mitzias l'rav, the lechayer according to Rav Papa that he doesn't switch around and he doesn't change the girsa of the mitzias and the sefer. Lechayer, we're back to the original question that we asked on Rav from the first case of the brisa and the middle case of the brisa. The Gemara answers, Amar Zvid, Rav Zvid tells us lo'ilam kulul for the yish. Really, the entire brisa is talking about a scenario where the owner was not miyayish. Therefore, certainly the reisha makes a lot of sense that the case of the reisha was ganavu ba'achar gnavoi, that if Reuven stole an item and then Shimon stole the item from Reuven's ashus, that Risha Mishalim Teshlum Kefil, Vashena in Mishalim El Karen, and since it's talking about a case where it's prior to Yish, therefore Reuven never acquired the item, and therefore when Shimon stole the item from Reuven's home, it's not a kiyum of a gudum base Ish, and he only pays Karen and he doesn't pay Kefil. However, we're still left with the question on Rav, how could the second case of the Brisa state, Gonavu Mocho, Bo'acho Gnavoi, that Risha Mishalim Teshlum Abav Chamisha, Vashena Mishalim Teshlum Kefil, that if Reuven stole an item, and then Reuven sold it before Yish, then Shimon goes and steals it from the Lekeach, that Shimon will be hired to pay Kefil? L'chira, since Reuven sold it before the original owner was miyayish, therefore the lekeach was not koyin the shara seh, and when Shimon goes and steals it from the lekeach, there's no kiyum of a gurum base ish, and how could the brisa state that Shimon is chayiv to pay kefil? And therefore, as Vid explains, the mitziyasa, v'hachamay eskinan, Shimon siyayish abayim b'lekeach, v'lein siyayish b'ganav, that although the original owner was not miyayish prior to the ganav selling the item to lekeach, but once the ganav already sold the item to lekeach, the original owner was miyayish, and now the lekeach owns this item, and therefore when Shimon now goes and steals this item from Lekeach, then there's a kiyum of a gunam beis ish, and that's why Shimon's going to be chayiv to pay kefil. We will follow the girsa of the gra, and we won't be in gurus the next four words. V'loy tema mishum to be inu yush v'shinu rishus. Don't say that the reason why Shimon's going to be chayiv to pay kefil only because now that the Lekeach owns this item, therefore there was a shinu rishus as the item transferred from Reuven to the Lekeach, and in addition, now that the Lekeach bought it, the original owner was miyayish. Ela afilu biyush l'chudei nami koni gabi ganav, and really the din would be that if the original owner was miyayish while it was still by Reuven, and Shimon then stole it from Reuven, then Shimon would be chayiv to pay kefil as well. And l'chayra, if the Gemara is trying to find a case where Shimon would be chayiv to pay kefil, then why don't we give a very simple scenario where Reuven stole an item and the original owner was already miyayish, and therefore Reuven was koina, and now Shimon goes and steals the item from Reuven, and therefore Shimon's chayiv to pay kefil. The Gemara explains, El b'le mishkachas to mishal mitavayu, ganav rishon v'ganav sheni el b'hochi, but the Braisa wanted to bring a scenario where Reuven is going to be chayiv dal v'hei, and in the same scenario, Shimon is going to be chayiv kefil. Certainly, if Reuven stole an item and the original owner was miyayish, and then Reuven goes and sells the item or shechs the item, then Reuven will not be chayiv because shaloyu tevech and shaloyu meicha, and he won't be chayiv dal v'hei. And although in that case, if Shimon would go and steal the item from Reuven, that Shimon would be chayiv kefil, but you don't have a scenario where Reuven's also going to be chayiv dal v'hei. It's only in this scenario where Reuven stole an item and then he sold it prior to the original owner being miyayish. In that case, certainly Reuven's going to be chayiv dal v'hei because he was shana b'chet. Once the original owner is now miyayish while it's already in the rishus lekeach, then in that case, when Shimon goes and steals it from the house of lekeach, then it's a kiyum of a gurum beisish, and therefore Shimon will be chayiv to pay kefil as well. And Rashi states v'kivin mitziyasa leisagi lo el lefnei yish, that since in the middle case we specifically want to give a case Reuven sold the item prior to the original owner being miyayish, tani nami l'resha b'lefnei yish u'patri mekefil. Therefore, in the resha we also speak about a case where Shimon stole the item before the original owner being miyayish, and therefore Shimon's patur from kefil. But in the chenami, if Shimon would have stolen the item after the original owner was miyayish, then Shimon would be chayiv to pay kefil. Before we continue with the next gemara, let's have a quick preview that we just had a machleket between Rav and Rabbi Yosef. Rav hold that yish b'chdi is konoi. Therefore, if Reuven steals an item and he goes and sells it or he shechts it before the original owner is miyayish, then Reuven will be chayiv, even though his mechira is not a valid mechira and is lo yahana ma'isav mipnei shishana b'chet. However, if he goes and shechts it or he sells it after the original owner's miyayish, since Rav holds that yish b'chdi is konoi, therefore at that point it's shaloyu tevech and shaloyu meicha, and therefore we would not be chayiv for dal v'hei. However, Rabbi Yosef holds holds that Yish Bechti is not Koina, therefore certainly in a case where Reuven stole an item and then the owner was Miyayish, and now Reuven goes and shechts the item or he sells the item, then Reuven will be Chayiv Dal Vehei, as when he sold the item, at that point the new owner acquires the item and it's a valid Mechira because the Yish as well as Shinu Rishos. However, the Pashas, when we learned our Sugya, we thought that according to Rabbi Yosef, Reuven would steal an item and prior to the original owner being Miyayish, Reuven would go and sell this item since the Mechira is not a valid Mechira, since there was no Yish, and even though there's Shinu Rishos, but Shinu Rishos doesn't work without Yish. Therefore, although Reuven tried to sell this item, but ultimately since it wasn't a valid sale, therefore it's not considered Mechira, and Reuven would not be Chayiv for Dal Vehei. But as we will see, this is only the Shita of Rav Sheshes, and we will see that Rav Nachman holds that even in a case where Reuven stole an item, he sold the item prior to Yish, that although the Mechira is not going to be a valid Mechira, that Reuven will still be Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, even according to the Shita Rav Yosef, that Yish Bechdi is Leikoni. Ayin Rashi, Dibu Maschul Chiyuva La'achi Yish, Hu Dahanu Maisov, where Rashi brings down the Tlasam Reinenu, the three different Shitas in our Gemara, and Rashi recaps the Gemara as well. And let us now see this in the Gemara Itma we learned, Hamoichel Fnei Yish, if Reuven stole an item, and then he sells it prior to the original owner being Miyayish, Nachman Omer Chayiv, Rav Nachman says that Reuven will be Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, and Rav Sheshes Omer Pata, and Rav Sheshes says that Reuven's Pata from paying Dal Vehei. The Gemara now explains the Machlekes, Rav Nachman Omer Chayiv, Rav Nachman says you Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, Umechor Omer Chmona, Vahazabin, that Lemaisa the Torah tells us that he sold the item, and since Reuven tried to sell the item, and even though ultimately it wasn't a valid sale, he still Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, Loishna Lefnei Yish, Loishna Lachle Yish, and it doesn't make a difference if he tried to do so before the owner was Miyayish, or after the owner was Miyayish, he's still Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, and certainly by the fact that Rav Nachman says that he's Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei, even after Yish, it must be that he holds like Rabbi Yosef and not like Rav, and he holds that Yish is not Koina, and that's why even though he sold it after the original owner was Miyayish, it is not considered Shalehu Moicha, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei. The Gemara continues, Rav Sheshes on the Potter, and Rav Sheshes says that Reuven is going to be Potter to pay the Dal Vehei since he sold it prior to Yish, as Chiyuv Elach Yish, who Dahanu Maisav, that the only time that Reuven is Chayiv for selling an item is only if he sold it after the original owner was Miyayish, because ultimately his Mechir was a valid Mechir at that point. But if he would sell it prior to the original owner being Miyayish, since the Mechir is actually now valid Mechir, therefore Reuven is not going to be Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei. And the Mekor is, since the Pasuk says, Utvacha Mechare, therefore there's hekesh between Tvicha Mechira and Dumi Tvicha Binon, and therefore the Mechira has to be similar to the case of Tvicha, the Hanu Maisav, where the actual Maisim had an effect. And just like by Tvicha, the Tvicha had an effect, therefore Benegeya Mechira, it also has to have a complete effect and has to be a full fledged Mechira. The Gemara will now continue and bring the two Brises that we mentioned that we're going to bring again, where we have the Teretz of Rava and the Teretz of Rav Nachman. So Rav Sheshes says, Minah Minla, how do I know that if Reuven sold this item before the original owner was Miyayish, that Reuven is going to be Potter from Dal Vehei? The Talmud was willing to Brise. Amar Bekiva and Prima Amar Torah, Tavachum Mocha, Mishalim Dal Vehei, Bin Pleish and Shtarish Bechet. And once again, the Gemara states, Emas, what are we referring to? Elam of Neish, if he sold it prior to the original owner being Miyayish, Miyik and Shtarish, then since the sale is not a valid sale, then how could you use Lush and Shtarish as it's not rooted, as it's not something which is a complete sale, El Lav La Achi Yishu, and therefore it must be that we're talking about a case where he sold it after Yish, and since prior to selling it, there was no Shina Rishus, therefore Yish Bechti was Loikoni, and therefore he's Chayiv Dal Vehei, and Lemaisa ultimately was a valid sale, because once he sold it to the buyer, then at that point it was Yish, together with Shina Rishus. The Gemara continues that Amar Rava, Rava states that Rav Sheshes Raya is not a valid Raya, Mepnei Sheshana Bechet, as when Rabbi Kiva said the Lashon, Mepnei Sheshtarish Bechet, it doesn't mean that the Mechir was valid, it just means because he went so far, that not only that he stole this item, but he doubled down, and he went and he tried to sell this item, therefore he's going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei, but not necessarily that the Mechir would be valid, and even though it's Lo Yehana Maisav, he's still going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei. The Gemara continues, and once again we'll bring from the previous Brisa that we already mentioned, and we'll try to use this as a Raya to Rav Sheshes, as Tashma, we learned in the Brisa, Utvachu Mechari, Matvicha She'en Chazeres, Av Mechir She'en Chazeres, and Amos, what are we referring to? Elam Lefnei Yish, if it's talking about a case where he sold it prior to Yish, Amayin Chazeres, then certainly it's not considered a valid sale, and it's Lo Yehana Maisav, and therefore how can you say that the Mechir is not going to be Chayza, El Achi Yish, and therefore it must be a case where Reuven sold the item after Yish, Shema Minoch, Yuvel Achi Yishu, and therefore we see clearly from this Brisa that the only time that Reuven is Chayiv to pay Dal Vehei is only if he sold it after Yish, and therefore it's going to be a valid sale. However, if it's prior to Yish, then since the sale is not a valid sale, and it's Loi Mahana Maisav, then Reuven is not Chayiv Dal Vehei. And the Gemara answers, Tei Gemara Rav Nachman, Prat L'Shikn L'Loi L'Shleishim Yoyim. Certainly, if Reuven tries to sell this item prior to Yish, and even though it's Loi Mahana Maisav, he would be Chayiv Dal Vehei, and that is not what the Brisa means, that it has to be be a mechira she'ena chazeres. And in that case, you tried to do a mechira, and your intent was to actually sell it and make a complete mechira. The Brice is only coming to tell us that the Torah is only mechayev Ruvain for mechira, where he tries to sell this item as a full-fledged sale. However, if he tries to sell this item for 30 days, then that's not considered a mechira, and it's only considered a schiris, and it's as if he rented the item. The Torah is not mechayev a ganav to pay dal v'hei when he's only renting an item and not selling the item completely. And the Gemara continues, v'afar b'loza salvach yuvel ach yishu, that Rabbi Elazar also agrees with Rav Sheshes that the only time that Reuven is going to be chayev dal v'hei is if he sells the item after the original owner was miayish, but if he sold it prior to the original owner being miayish, then it's not considered a valid sale, and since lo yohana ma'isav, he would not be chayev for dal v'hei. And where do we see the shita of Rabbi Elazar? The Amar Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar states, and we continue on daf samach chesam beis, teida shestam gneva yish b'ilamu, now bring you raya that when a ganav steals something, then the stum is that the b'ilam was miayish, sharei amr terah tavach ha'machah mishalm tashlumi arba v'chamisha. As since we find that the Torah tells us that if the ganav goes and shechs the item or he sells the item, that the ganav is going to be chayav to pay above chamisha v'dilma lo yayish. And how could the Torah tell us that the ganav is going to be chayav to pay tashlumi arba chamisha if potentially the original owner was not miayish, and therefore when he sold it, the sale was not a valid sale and it was loy mahani maisav, and therefore you won't be able to be chayav the ganav above chamisha el lav mishum darmina stam gnev yish bailumi, and therefore it must be that when a ganav steals something, that the stum is that when the owner finds out about it and he realizes that he doesn't know who the ganav is, then immediately he's miayish, as he says, "Bailu l'chaser and kiss." As certainly, I won't be able to find the ganav, and I won't be able to get this item back. And Rabbi Elazar continues, "Vidil ma'afagav lo yayish." That maybe the din would be that Reuven is going to be chayev to pay dal v'hei, even if the original owner was not miayish, and even though it's lo yachani ma'isav, but still the Torah is mechadish to us that since he was shana bechet, the ganav will still be chayev to pay dal v'hei. And Rabbi Elazar tells us, "Amri lo yisalkadaitav." That certainly you shouldn't think like this. As dumi l'tficha, as since the pasuk says v'tavich haymacha, therefore it is a hekesh between tficha mechira and matficha the hanu ma'isav af mechira the hanu ma'isav, and the only way that Reuven is chayav to pay dal v'hei is only by a full fledged mechira v'ilufnei yish. And if Reuven sold this item prior to the original owner being miayish ma'ayhanu, then certainly the mechira is not valid, and therefore you can't be mechayav him dal v'hei. And the Gemara continues and asks Rabbi Elazar that how can you prove that stam gneiv is yish ba'ilum v'dilma the shemenu da'ayish? Maybe the Torah is talking about a case where we already heard that the original owner was miayish, and that is a scenario that the Torah tells us that if the ganav now sells this item, then he's going to be chayev dal v'hei. And the Gemara answers, "Amri lo yisalkadaitav dumi l'tficha matficha l'alta af mechira l'alta." Rabbi Elazar holds it's muchach from the pasuk that we must be talking about a case there was no time in order to find out that the actual owner was already miayish, as just like we find by the geir tficha that if Reuven goes and steals an item and immediately he goes and shechs it, then he'll be chayev dal v'hei. Therefore, in the case of mechira as well, if Reuven stole an item, he immediately went and sold it, then he'd still be chayev dal v'hei, even though we don't know if the owner was already miayish. And the Gemara continues, "Amalei Rabbi Yechon." Rabbi Yechon says back to Rabbi Elazar that I will prove to you that you're incorrect, and even if Reuven would steal an item and he goes and sells it prior to the original owner being miayish, then Reuven's still going to be chayev to pay dal v'hei, even though his mechira is not a val mechira. It's loy mahani ma'isav as gnevim benefesh teichiach. We find a din of mechira in another case in the Torah, benegia someone that kidnaps someone, and the pasuk says in Pasuk Seitzei, ki matzi ish goyim nefesh me'achu v'mbnei yisol v'samu b'yom mecharei u'meis haganav ahu. Reuven kidnaps someone and he sells that person, then he's chayev misa. Certainly, in the case of kidnapping, she'en yish b'ilam, there is no concept of yish b'ilam, as certainly a person is not miyayish from himself and b'chayev. And even so, the Torah says that although the mechira is not really a valid mechira, as the person was not miyayish and therefore he had no right to sell him, still Reuven is going to be chayev misa. And therefore, in our case, although when Reuven sells this item prior to the yish of the original owner, the mechira is not a valid mechira, he would still be chayev to pay dal v'hei. The Gemara now continues, "Mechlal the sover b'echron l'fnei yish chayev." And certainly, we see from b'echron that he holds that if Reuven sells the item and he sells it prior to the original owner being miyayish, then Reuven is going to be chayev to pay dal v'hei. And la'achi yishmai, what would Rabbi Yechon hold in the case where he sold it after yish? Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yechon omar chayev. Rabbi Yechon holds that if you sold the item after yish, then you're going to be chayev. And he holds like Rabbi Yosef that yish is not koina, and therefore it was not shaloi hu meicha. And therefore it comes out, Rabbi Yechon holds exactly like Rabbi Nachman does on Omen Aleph, for Yish Lakish omar pata. However, Yish Lakish says that you're going to be pata, that since you sold it after yish, then you were already koina, and therefore shaloi hu teveach. And Yish Lakish holds like Rav that yish b'chli is koina. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon mechayev chiyuv ben lefnei yish ben la'achi yish. And Rabbi Yechon is mechayev a ganav for selling an item, and it doesn't make a difference if he sold it prior to yish and it was loy mahani ma'isav or it was la'achi yish and it was mahani ma'isav. Rish Lakish on the potter. Rish Lakish says that if the ganav sells the item after the original owner was miayish, then he's potter as chiyuv l'fnei yishu. The only time they chayiv dal hay is only prior to yish, and even though it's not mahani ma'isav, but the ma'isav it was shana bechet. Avol achi yish kana, but after yish, since the ganav was already kana, therefore shelo tovech shelo meicha, and he will not be chayiv to pay dal hay. And the gemara continues. Isper Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon will ask a question to Reish Lakish, as we learn in the brisa, ganav if Ruvin steals a shor oseh the higdish, and then he was makdishit va'akach tovach, and then he shechted it misham tashlumi kefal. Then Ruvin, who stole the animal, is chayiv kefal, as at that point it was not hegdish, and therefore it was shore eu. Ve'inu misham tashlumi abav chamisha. However, since at the time of tficha it was already a shore or seh of hegdish, therefore there is no chiyuv of tashlumi abav chamisha. And Rashi explains, ve'eu amrachmana yishalom shneim le'eu v'loy lehegdish. Since benegei kefal, the pasuk tells us you only pay kefal le'eu, not if you stole an item that belonged to hegdish. Ve'kimin de patr mekefal, and since there's a patur from kefal, sulam chayiv b'tficha mechira. Therefore, you can't be chayiv for tficha mechira. The tashlumi abav chamisha amrachmana v'loy shloish abav, because the Torah tells us specifically that the only time there's a chiyuv of tashlumi dal v'hei is only when you're paying four or five times the amount. However, over here, since there's a patur for kefal, therefore it'll come out they're only going to pay three or four times the amount. And v'chimandlis kefal minayu, and you subtract the payment of kefal from them, havalei shloish abav. As we explained, you're only paying three or four times the amount. And the mefarshim are bothered that in chedami, in a standard case, when someone goes and steals a shor of hegdish and then shechts it, then certainly over there we can't have a chiyuv of dal v'hei because you're not chayiv kefal. In our case, since it's ganav, will be chayiv to pay kefal, as at the time they stole this animal, it was shorei eyu. So l'chayiv, why can't we say that you're still going to be chayiv dal v'hei, even though at the point that you shechted it, it belonged to hegdish and ayin b'mefarshim? And Rabbi Yechon continues and asks this question, emas, and what case are we referring to? Ilema l'fnei yish, if the ganav was makdish this animal prior to the original owner being miyagish, then mikadish, then hegdish cannot be chal, as the pasuk states in Pasuk Bechu Kaysayv ish ki yakdish his base of kodesh l'Hashem richa akoyin bein toivim bein ro kashi yarachoy se akoyin kein yokum. And as the Gemara brings ish ki yakdish his base of kodesh amrachmana, we learn ma base shaloi, that the only time that you can be makdish something if it's similar to your house, and just like benegay your house, it belongs to you af kol shaloi. Also, the only way that you can be makdish anything is it has to belong to you. And of course, since the original owner was not miyagish, so the ganav doesn't own this item, and therefore how could the ganav be makdish the shor oseh el pshita la'achiyush? And therefore Rabbi Yechon says it must be that this price is teacher sedin, if the ganav was makdish the shor oseh after the original owner was already miyayish, that the ganav would not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei the time of the hikdish who de'in mishalom tashlum avav v'chamisha. And we can be medayik from the brisa that the only reason why the ganav will not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei is because it's already hegdish, the hegdish katavach, as when he shechted it already belonged to hegdish. We are medayik avaloi hegdish, but if it was after yish and the ganav was not makdish the item, then mishalom tashlum abav v'chamisha, then even though the original bialim were already miyayish, the ganav would still be chayiv to pay abav v'chamisha. And v'isach kedaitach yish kaina, and therefore Rabbi Yechon asked Reish Lakish that if you're going to tell me that yish is kaina, amai mishalim, then how could it be that the ganav will be chayiv to pay abav v'chamisha? But since the original owner was already miyayish, so therefore the ganav owns this shor and owns this seh, and therefore when he shechts it shaloyu tevech and shaloyu meicha, then he's really shechting his own item, and therefore of course he can't be chayiv to pay dal v'hei. And the Gemara answers, amalei, Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yechon, in a chenami, if the owner was already miyayish, the ganav now goes and shechts the behema, then certainly it doesn't make a difference if the animal is hegdish or if the animal is chulin, that the ganav will be potter from paying dal v'hei, since the original owner was already miyayish. Therefore yish is kaina, and the ganav owns this animal, and therefore shaloyu tevech, and he wouldn't be chayiv for dal v'hei. Reish Lakish states, hacha b'yaskinon, that the case of the brisa is kagon shekdishu b'ilim b'yaganav, that the original owner was actually makdish the shor oseh while the ganav had it in his own rishus, and lemaisa the original owner was never miyayish. Even though if the animal would still be chulin and the ganav would go and shech the animal, then certainly the ganav would be chayiv to pay above a chamisha. However, since the original owner was makdish the animal and the animal now is hegdish, therefore based on the limud of shor eyu v'loy shor shel hegdish, therefore the ganav is going to be potter from paying dal v'hei. Gemara continues and asks, umikadish, in the case where the original owner was makdish his shor oseh while it's still in the rishus of the ganav, then l'chayre it wouldn't be kaddish either. And how can you say that the din of shor eyu v'leishar shel hegdish would apply? As Baham Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon stated, and all agreed to the sheet of Rabbi Yechon, that gozel v'lein nesayishar abaylim, that if Reuven steals an animal from Shimon and Shimon was not miyayish, shneim ein yechon l'hakdish, then both of them cannot be makdish his animal. Zel l'fish ein yishaloi, Reuven can't do so because he doesn't own the animal. Since the original owner was not miyayish, therefore the gazlan doesn't own this animal and he can't be makdish it. V'zel l'fish ein b'shusai, and the original owner also can't be makdish the animal, as although he owns the animal, but the mice is not in his rishus and not under his control, and therefore he can't be makdish the animal. animal, and therefore the Gemara asks that how could Reish Lakish be metaris that the Brice is talking about a case where the original owner went and was makdish this animal, if L'chayr, since the Ganav still has this animal, so the original owner can't be makdish the animal either, because it's not under his dominion and under his control. And the Gemara answers, Amri hu da abba kastuin, that in the Chanami, Reish Lakish holds like the sheet of the Sturian, and as we will see, they actually hold that even if something is not under the shus of a person and not under his control, he could still be makdish that animal. And where do we see the sheet of the Sturian? The Tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Masechtas Maaseh Sheni and discusses the din of Netir Vai. As Rashi tells us, but the Adam Chasidim, that there were great Chasidim, Shereitzel Nsal Gedei Kol Adam in Avera, they wanted to save people from doing Averas, Kashiyesh Lam Karam Ravai, and in the case where they had a Karam Ravai or Netir Vai, the Choshin Shema Ichlum Menu, Ivri Drachim Bloy Pidyon, and they were Choshish that maybe people that were passing by would take some of the fruits that really couldn't be eaten outside of Yishlayim, and therefore they would be Ivan Issa of eating from Karam Ravai. And the Mishnah tells us that in order to hold them back from doing this Issa, that Snu would leave some money. And they would say, "Call milkum izah." If anyone takes any pears from this karam, yehimachul al mois ha'ilu, the kedusha of this karam revai or the netar revai should be transferred onto this money. And just like we find by the game Ma'aseh Sheni, that although you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, but there was always an option to be paid the pears onto money and take the money to Yerushalayim. And the same did applies by the game netar revai and karam revai. As Rashi points out, Alma afagav v'leisu b'shusayo. Even though at the point that people take these pears, it's no longer in the rishus of the owner, mifrek v'tafis l'lamayis pekdusha, that still is considered a valid redemption, and the kedusha of the pears of the Karen Ravai is going to be chal on the money. Therefore, the Gemara tells us that Reish Lakish holds like the Sturian, and therefore, even though the Sharan Sa is no longer in the rishus of the original owner, and it's in the rishus of the Ganav, and even so, the original owner has the ability to mimakdish the Shar or Sa. And the Gemara now continues, and yes, in Reish Lakish, the L'chiri, although we now understand that since the original owner was makdish the Shar or Sa, so now when the Ganav goes and shechs the animal, so he's shechting an animal that belongs to Hegdish, and therefore he's not chayiv for dal v'hei, but l'chayra, he should also not be chayiv to pay kefal. And the reason is because by rechazra karen lebailim, since the bailim had the ability to makdish these animals, and they actually went and was makdish it, so it's as if the bailim actually took the animals back from the ganav, and therefore he already paid back the karen. And as we know, that the only time that the ganav is chayiv to pay kefal is only when we find the item that the ganav stole in the hands of the ganav. As Rashi states, Shabo Edim Kedichsev Himmatzit Himmatzit Biyadai, and only in that case are you Chayiv Kefal. But just like we find that Moide Beknas is Pata, and if Reuven is Moide, he stole something, then he's not Chayiv to pay Kefal. So in our case as well, since the original owner went and was Makdish the item, so it's considered as if he got the Karen back to his hands, and that's how he was Makdish it, as he was Makdish it Kol Heich the Isay, therefore he controlled the destiny of this item. And L'Chir L'Fir Reish Lakish, how could he explain to Brisa that Gonav, that Reuven stole the item, the Hikdish, and then Shimon, who was the original owner, was Makdish the animal, and Ba'achar Tavach, and then Reuven, who was the Ganav, went and shechted the animal, that the din is Mishalim Tashlumi Kefal, Ve'inim Mishalim Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha, as L'Chira, the Ganav should not be chayav to pay Kefal either. And the Gemara answers, Kishama Bedin, in a Chanami, if the original owner would have been Makdish his item prior to going to Bezdin and prior to Hamad Bedin, then certainly not only would the Ganav be Pata from Dal V'hei, but he'd also be Pata from Kefal. However, the Brice is teaching us a Chiddush B'negei Dal V'hei, that although the original owner brought the Ganav to Bezdin, and Bezdin already paskin that Reuven is chayav to pay back this money, and therefore is chayav kefal. Even so, if the ganav doesn't return the item, and instead he goes and shechs the item, that the ganav would not be chayav to pay dal v'hei. Ayin Rashi, who says, k'sha'am b'din, shabo edim, k'idim shikdishu b'ilim, that the edim already went to Bezin, and they already b'din prior to the original b'ilim being makdish the animal, and that is why the ganav is still going to be chayav to pay kefal. And the Gemara now tries to understand what we meant when we said k'sha'am b'din, as hechidami, what are we referring to? If Bezin already paskin, then they said, say tenloy, go and give him back his animal, my area higdish, why is it the hodin that the only time he's not going to be chayav to pay dal v'hei is because the original owner was makdish the animal, afilo higdish dami lo l'chayve, that even if the original owner was not makdish the animal, the ganav would not be chayav to pay for dal v'hei. Why is this the amir rav? Because rav taught us, say tenloy, if bezin already paskin and they told the ganav to go and give back the animal, then tavach macha pata, then if the ganav now goes and shechs the animal or sells the animal, then he's pata from dal v'hei, and my timer, and what is the reason? Kivin the paskul of milsei, since Bezin already gave a clear psak that the ganav has to return this animal, therefore we don't look at the animal as if it's in the hands of a ganav, and instead we look at it as if it's a pekodin by the ganav. Therefore, now that he's tavach macha havali gazlin, by the fact that we know who stole it, and now we know that he shechted it and he sold it, so certainly he's considered a gazlin as he did this before hesya. The gazlin in misham tashlum abba v'chamisha, and we have a klal that the only time that we have a din of abba v'chamisha is only by a ganav and not by a gazlin. Therefore, we can't explain the brisa Maisa that's talking about a case of Tzeng Telnoi, as if so, even if the original owner was not Makdish his animal, the Ganav would still not be Chayiv to pay Dal the Hay. Rava continues on Daf Samach Tesam and Aleph, the Chayiv Atilitloi, if instead Bezdin actually said to the Ganav that he Chayiv to give him back this animal, they did not say Tzeng Telnoi, and therefore they didn't have a final Psak, and they could still be Chayza, then Tavachamacham Mishal Tashlum Abba Chamisha, if the Ganav would now go and Shechted or sell it, then the Ganav would still be Chayiv to pay Abba Chamisha. And once again, Rava explains, my time and what is the reason? Since Bezdin did not give a final psak din, therefore he's still considered a ganav, and therefore once he shechts it or he sells it, he's still going to be chayiv above a chamisha. The Gemara states, that in the Chanami, the Bryce is talking about a case where Bezdin only said chayiv atilitloi and did not say same tenloi, and that is why the din is that in a normal situation, if the ganav would now go and shecht the animal, then the ganav would be chayiv dalv hay. However, the Bryce teaches us that since the original owner went and was makdish his animal, so at this point, if the ganav goes and shechts the animal, then the ganav would not be chayiv above the chamisha. The din of above the chamisha doesn't apply to a behemoth that belongs to Hegdish, as we stated before. And Ayin and Mepharshim, who are bothered, the Luchay, why does the Gemara have to go through a lengthy shakla v'taya and bring down both dinim of Rava, if the Gemara could have just stated that we're talking about a case where Bezin said chayiv atilitloi and they did not say tenloi, and Luchay, what was the havamin of the Gemara? Ayin Sham, and Ayin Tap Tesis, that he points out, chayiv atilitloi is mashmer the chayiv atilitloi, loy have a Gemara din, as we explain, Achiyomet say tenloi, and even though we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Nigmar din, you have to be Tzoya, and the Gemara explains what is Gemar din, playing out the Zakai, playing out the Chayiv, and the Chayiv is Mashmur that is a Gemar din, Zoktaisis, Afagat Loy have a Gemar din Mamish, even though it's not exactly the Gemar din, as we stated in our Gemara, that they have to even go further and say tenloi. However, Kivin Shakarva din Ligma, Osalahatis is a Zakai, since it's so close to the Gemar din, therefore at that point it's already Osa to be Mata as a Zakai, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.